You've had the whole summer, spring, to see what you kind of have in regards to, you know, personnel and team. Mm-hmm. What gives you confidence? What makes you think that this team could be better than last year?
Because we got a bunch of guys who, you know, aren't comfortable with what they done last year. You know, whether it be Robert Thomas or Landon Collins, nobody is happy, you know, or satisfied or content, whatever word you want to use, with, you know, what they done last year. Last year doesn't matter anymore.
What do you see from them that tells you that?
Just the way they work. When nobody's watching, when the camera's not here, when the coach is not, you know, when the coach is not watching. I was here with Jay Bromley, and I seen Robert Thomas working, I seen Landon working, and you know, that right there, that's all you need to know about a guy, you know, how hard he works when the camera's on there.
Have you seen teams before where it was sort of wasn't that way, or it was complacent?
Why are you asking me about the Jets, man? That's the only other team I've been on, man.
You played in college? You played in high school, right?
That's not the same, man. That's not the same. No, man, I surround myself with guys who work hard. So, you know, if a guy's not working, then obviously I'm not there because I'm working.
Dan, can I ask you about Dalvin Tomlinson and the biggest leap you've seen him mm-hmm. take since the start of summer to now?
His confidence. You know, his ability to diagnose plays and be confident, you know, in his understanding of blocking schemes and how teams try to attack him. So, you know, just he had all the physical tools from day one. That's why he got drafted so high. But his confidence has just changed now.
Snacks, how good of a babysitter is Odell?
He's pretty good. That was the first night my son slept through the night after he left his house, so he did something right.
Stacks, how ready are you for this opening game?
Very ready, man. We've just been going up against the New York Giants all off season. Well, I think since April. So, and you know, the preseason is the preseason, but you know, this time is for real. So I'm ready.
What about their offense and the fact they can do so many things, and out of the pocket you can see Prescott mm-hmm. make plays? So what kind of pressures are on you in that regard?
Well, I mean, it all starts up front. You know, we know about their all-world offensive line. And, you know, you got to give credit where credit is due. Those guys work excellent together, and they're also great individual players. So anytime you have that, you know, Dak Prescott did an excellent job last year. You know, he didn't play like he was a rookie. And Ezekiel Elliott, I saw a stat, he rushed for like almost 1,200 yards on first down.
Wow.
That's crazy. Like, you didn't see that?
No, I didn't. You saw it.
I was watching TV. I don't know what the hell I was watching, but on first down, that's amazing. Yeah, so.
Do you think you guys have an all-world defensive line then?
No, man. We just had the New York Giants defensive line with JPP, Olivier Vernon, Dalvin Tomlinson, Jay Bromley, Kerry Wynn, Robert Thomas, Avery Moss, Romeo
Okwara. So they're all world, but you guys are just the Giants.
Yeah, man, we're just the New York Giants.
You forgot one.
No, I didn't.
I think you did.
I said Kerry Wynn, Jay Bromley.
Are you not part of that defensive line?
I'm talking to you, man. Yeah, I guess so. I guess I earned it now.
Given the vaunted Cowboys offensive line, mm-hmm. is it almost a plug-and-play situation at running back, that it doesn't matter who it is, whether it's Bam or Alfred Morris, or whether it's Elliott or McFadden? Does it really matter?
No, it don't matter, because those guys do an excellent job of blocking the first-level defenders. So as a running back, your dream is to, you know, make it past the first level and get to the second level and be able to show your playmaking ability. So I think they can have me at running back, and I could do a pretty good job. But when you have a guy like Ezekiel Elliott, who's an exceptional talent, I mean, that's just icing on the cake.
Snacks, you're one of the leaders of this team. You're professorial in your responses. Do you think this team has championship timber, this Giants football team?
Well, I've never been on a championship team, so that'd be hard for me to really answer that. And I'm not one of the leaders, man. I'm just one of the guys. We have some really, really good leaders in this locker room, and it's not fair to them.
No predictions?
Oh, no. I predict that the – okay, you want a prediction? You want a guarantee?
Yes.
I can guarantee you. Write it down. I can guarantee you that the New York Football Giants will be in Dallas Cowboys Stadium on Sunday.
Come on, Snacks.
That's a good one. You can't write that?
Yes, I can write it, and I can put it on the air.
You know what? What? There
but
you go.
I don't know how good you're going to be.
As good as we want to be, man.
Snacks, if you were voted captain, would you decline it?
Yes, sir, I would.
You would?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm not. And I just want to be that behind-the-scenes guy. I don't want to, you know, there's some guys in here, JC, who's been in the league a long time, who's earned that right. You know, JPP, DRC and other guys who do a better job than myself. So I don't even know where y'all get off that I'm a leader.
You act like
that. How?
Well, guys gravitate to you to learn the way because you're that good.
No, man.
Snacks, not all leaders are vocal.
One more guy. One more.
Leaders are also by the way that they stand up for people, the way that they carry themselves, their comportment. Don't you qualify in that regard?
Well, if you put it like that, I would say yeah. You know, I call myself the Broadway bully. You know, I bully bullies. You know, I don't bully other people. You know, the smaller guys. I help everybody else out. But, man, I'm not a leader, man. I'm not a captain. You know, we got some guys. Y'all know who was the captains? Y'all know that?
Yeah.
I don't know it yet either, then. I guess I'm...
It's easy to say.
Yeah, I voted.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell y'all. Y'all don't know, right?
You didn't vote for yourself.
It's easy to say. It's easy to say. The cliche. This is one of 16 games. Mm-hmm. Does it mean anything more?
It's the Dallas Cowboys on opening weekend. Doesn't get any better than that. So it means a lot.
I mean, yeah. Is it a statement game, though, in the sense of, you know, we want to show everybody we're as good as last year?
You want to make a statement every game, man. It just makes it a little more, what do you call it? It just puts a little more, yeah, because it's the Cowboys.
When you face a back like Elliott, do you have to kind of measure, you know, the yards he picks up in a different way? Because last year he had 100 in the second game, but it felt like you guys had him contained for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, that's just – guys, including myself, trying to do too much. We got to do our job first, and we did a pretty good job of, you know, corralling him in the second game. It was just a lot of leaky yardage. That's just from, you know, guys just trying to do too much.
Snacks, on a serious note, how did what Michael Bennett posted make you feel?
No comment, boss. I'm staying away from that. Dallas Cowboys this weekend, baby. Let's go.